Hello everyone, I'm Cyril Hrubiš and I would like to talk about the Mutant C, which is a PDA you can build at home. Basically, it's a hardware shell for the Raspberry Pi form factor board. But first of all, let me just try to explain why I think the project is interesting. And to be honest, I always wanted to build a customized computer that would fit into your pocket. And when I found out that somebody is working basically on the thing I always wanted to have, I decided to join the project and started to contribute. So, this is how it looks like. This is a version 3 revision of the hardware. I do have the version 2 here. It looks mostly the same. The main differences are how it's built inside and what features the version 3 has. So let's start with the specification. It has a sliding display with a touch screen. The resolution is not that great, but I think it's okay for the size of the device. And also, I would like to try to fit an A-ink display in there as well, because there is a 3.7 inches big A-ink display that would fit the hardware without any modification. The complicated part would be the software, since you have to use a special library to draw on that A-ink. But well, let's see. Maybe I will manage to fit it in there and do something with that. It has a hardware keyboard and joystick for a mouse, a rechargeable battery. There is a buzzer, LEDs, and so on. It also has a docking connector that you can use to charge the device. There are also buses connected to there, so you can talk to the device as well. It has real-time clock that can also wake up the machine, which means that you can program the RTC controller from the Linux via the standard kernel RTC interface, turn the device off, and when the alarm fires, it will turn on the power switch and the machine will boot. So you can actually use that device as the alarm clock. It has space inside reserved from the add-on board. There is an add-on connector that has various buses from the Raspberry routed there, and you can also turn on and off the power to that connector. I do plan to fit the GPS module in there, but you can basically put anything you want there and swap the modules when you want as well. It includes various sensors inside. There is a gyroscope, accelerometer, and so on. And why I think it's interesting to play with the device, it's reasonably easy to build. We use SMD parts, but we tried to limit the number of these, and also we tried to use the bigger ones so you can solder it easily at home. It's also affordable to build even in small quantities. It's easily upgradable. You can basically swap the board, the single board computer inside. As long as the connector is compatible, it should work. And it's easily repairable. You basically build that thing so you have everything you need to repair a broken part. And it's also easy to modify. Not only you have the full documentation for it, it also uses standard components such as Arduino that are easy to program. So it's actually easy to modify the firmware even for less experienced programmers. So how it's put together? The body is 3D printed and it's held together by a few screws. The most components are soldered or connected via connectors to the main PCB. That's the PCB that the keyboard buttons are soldered on. There are two more small PCBs. One of them is for the display connector and few LEDs, and the second one is for the joystick that implements the mouse. And it has a sliding display connected via flat cable, which is something that's kind of impressive, that you can 3D print plastic parts that slides quite nicely, and there is a locking mechanism for the display as well. I just find it impressive that you can 3D print stuff like that these days.